Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. You know who it is. I ain't even got to say it, but we got two special guests on the line. Stacks, introduce yourself.
Wow, what it do? You know what I'm saying? Stacks on Deck, meaning entertainment / guerrilla warfare. We out here.
And who else I got on the line? Is it Big Cannon? Is it King Cannon? Is it a lame nigga? Who it is?
First off, I'm here. There we go.
Okay. Well, we got Big Cannon on the line. First, I'm gonna talk about battle rap, but first I want to bring up the new Drake album. Stack,
okay.
You a Drake fan?
Stop it.
Oh, that mean I know.
I'll gladly pass on this convo.
Okay. Okay, Cannon.
I'm not
what
a fan. Go ahead, though.
Wow, what you got against Drake, bro?
Yeah. What you got against Drake,
he doesn't
bro?
Make – no, with no offense, he doesn't make music for me. I mean, I'm a big dude, you know what I'm saying, but I'm not mushy on the inside, so I'm cool on that, G. Like,
whoa, but you tripping, bro. So you saying that he only make music for mushy niggas?
Not at all. Not at all. Messy niggas too, but you know what I'm saying?
You do know, like, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. We do know what?
I mean, you do know. No, I'm just saying, like, dude cold, bro. Like every nigga, well, I don't know about every nigga, but a lot of niggas didn't have situations with they chick or didn't have situations, you know, like where they felt a certain way. And, like, you know, you do make good music, man. Like, despite the fact that it's soft or whatever, man, do make good music, man.
God,
oh,
I get you,
okay.
But this is the thing, though. This is the thing. Okay, so Drake made music with the perspective of, okay, that's my lady, whatever, and this went wrong. Yo, give me some Too Short. I'm from that perspective. Like, bitch, like, step on the hoe's neck. Like, Cannon already knows.
Oh.
Like, I talk cash shit. But that's how I get down. I'd rather do Too Short in his perspective than to do Drake in his perspective. But what about
you
when he just talking about getting money? You said what? Kenny, you said what?
What about when you're talking about getting money, man? Like, being there to support his mother. Like, being, like, all of that stuff. Like, these are the stuff that niggas can relate to, making sure that all these niggas eat. Niggas don't never talk about those songs. But the nigga, we should happen, man.
I hear you. Well, I got Jay-Z for the money thing, though. You know, if I want motivation, I just listen to the nigga that's getting it, so... Okay.
Well, it seems as if Stacks is a brick wall and Cannon is a mushy teddy bear ass nigga. So, we gonna move it along and we gonna talk about battle rap.
Hey,
now,
man, she got me fucked up, man. Like.
Wait, Cannon, I got a question, though. How you felt about Goods versus Tay Rock on Gnome?
I thought that it was I think that's a classic battle, and I can't
classic?
Wait to that battle. Yeah, I thought so. I can't wait till that battle drops. I by being there, I told Goods, like, in the building, like, bro, I didn't anticipate you to do that at all, like, in terms of even make it a battle. I'm like, when niggas think battler, they would think that Tay Rock is the better of the two when it comes to, like, rapping ability. And that's what I expected, you know, it to be shown in that battle. And with Rock, you know, I didn't think that – I just don't think, you know, that he showed he was the better, like, battler of the two. It was very, very close, very even of a battle. So, yeah, that was a nice one.
Who you had winning?
I don't know, man. It's still up in the air. For me, it comes down to whoever you may give that third round to, or I mean, even the second, like the first, mm-hmm. I mean, not the second, the first and the third are very, like, debatable rounds, like, to where you could give that to either of the two. So, like, I think the second round is the clearest of all of them, where I think that, you know, Goods took that very decisively. But the other two, I can see the argument for either of them.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people were saying that it was Good's best performance. Do y'all think that's true?
Oh, absolutely.
Stacks, what you think?
Truth be told, you know, I didn't participate in watching it. I heard that Good's had did his thing or whatnot. I can't say that I'm a fan of either one, like, with no disrespect towards them. Goods just doesn't do it for me. Like, he doesn't speak the shit that I want to hear. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I guess I'm on one tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no.
It wasn't a battle that interested me. You know what I'm saying? So,
I could say that it was one of the better battles on Gnome card. Actually, one of the very best battles on that card. They both took it serious. They both handled their business. I'd never seen in a battle, and I might have not watched enough Good's battle, but I'd never seen him put his cup down and battle a nigga. I never seen that. So when I seen him do that, I was like, ooh, he ready. And then when he was spitting, I was like, okay, that's why he put his cup down. He was saying some shit. He was getting it in. And guess what? I ain't even gonna lie. I agree with majority of people who saying that's one of his best performance, the best performance, because all his other performances, you know, he'd be chilling and whatnot, but he was real serious. But I will say this, I don't like him talking and being animated while Rock is battling. That's not a big thing for me. I was getting real irritated with that. But to take the shine off Goods, Rock was handling his business. But as he always do, he's like one of the most consistent battle rappers out right now. You know, besides Big King Cannon looking ass. Rock is super consistent, and he took Goods very seriously. He didn't, you know, take him for a joke or none of that. You know, Goods go in battles like very underrated, and he always proved himself. But Rock handled his business, and that was a fire-ass fucking battle. I really dig that shit. But I do want to talk about, I know I'm switching subjects, but Summer Madness. I heard Hitman Holla going to be on Summer Madness. I'm not fucking ready to see that shit, boy. Did y'all?
Where you now? You say you're not ready to see that.
I'm not.
Bro, she don't like Hitman at all, fam. She got a vendetta against that man, so.
No, I don't.
But how though? Like I mean, like I look, you know, I understand that's, you know, whatever. I ain't here to, you know, talk for that nigga or whatever. But I'm interested in knowing why. Like what's the issue with Hitman?
Huh?
I'm saying, what is the issue with Hitman?
Well, you can't reload bullets in the same bullets that came out of a nigga you just shot. That's an issue. Like,
facts?
You know, I'm just, no.
I mean, you know, but at the same time, you know, even from one of your more consistent, you know, people that you said, you know, you also don't have Jefferson on or Hamilton, whoever he said, on the $20 bill.
And true enough, but Rock, T-Rock has his own thread for that. You know, I could definitely tag you in that. You know, I'm not biased. He gets some shit talking from me as well. However, I feel that T-Rock has never choked. He's way more consistent. I think that he doesn't have remixes, which is, like, a better battler right there, you know. You can't hop in a battle and try and remix something like it's a song. It's not a song, it's a battle. So, you know, that's just my take. And so I don't predict battles, huh?
Aren't you a DNA fan?
I am. I am a DNA fan.
Wasn't DNA trying to snipe with a 38? What did that man say?
He also said that, he said something about
machetes.
That people.
Yeah,
people with the machetes. But wait.
What are we doing here?
DNA is another consistent battle. Okay, but has DNA choked like Hitman? Have he told good?
DNA and Tay Rock. But this is the thing. DNA and Tay Rock are the coldest average niggas out here. And I told DNA to his face that. Like, they the coldest average niggas. And DNA, being that he beat Tay Rock, he's above him.
Yeah. Yes.
They're consistent.
I agree
but they're
with
average.
That.
There's nothing, to me, there's nothing great about neither one of them.
I'm a fan, but I'm not a dick rider. You see the difference? You know, it's just.
I hear you.
I mean, I'm a fan. He says some ridiculous shit, but I have a rock thread, man, and it's the bomb. It's the bomb. You got to check it out, Cannon.
A rock thread?
Yeah, a T-Rock thread.
Yeah.
With all his
She's not lying when she says she's not biased. She's talking cash shit in that thread about rock, too.
What's a rock thread? What is the thread?
Well, I made a thread on Twitter of his bars.
Oh, okay.
That, you know, he says in battles that don't make sense and aren't really too good, and it's so funny. You know, you got to check it out. It's really, really funny. But
okay.
So Cannon.
What up?
Summer Miss 807. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead. I seen Tay Rock tweet some about Summer Madness 8 way earlier, but let's stick to Summer Madness 7. Summer Madness 7. Do you have any idea who's battling supposedly besides Hitman and Tay Rock?
Well, that's what John is battling at. John and what's the guy's name? John and Hollow.
John and Hollow. That's right. Who you got winning that?
I don't know. Hollow has historically been one of my favorite battle rappers over the years. John is my man. 100 grand. I can consider that nigga my brother pretty much. In regards to who I think could win, I mean, John is hungry. You know, John has a lot to prove in regards to that battle. Hollow's last performance, I don't want to say it was ass, but it wasn't, it wasn't vintage Hollow of what we come to love in terms of his performances. So if we're going by what have you done for me lately type of scenario, I would pick John.
Okay.
But my gut says that it's a lot riding on this, and I don't want to pick against Hollow, but that's a toss up, man. Just depends on what Hollow we get and what John we get. If we get the same John to battle Hitman, that's a classic.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yes. And I gave John that battle versus Hitman, of course, right? with my non-biased ass. But Stax, when Tay Rock and Hitman supposed to be battling, who you have winning that battle?
I got Hitman. I mean,
what? How dare
you? I'm very biased to the Midwest. Like, this is, you know, Big Cannon is a close, you know what I'm saying, personal people of mine, and he'll tell you, like, everything is for the Midwest. Everything that, you know what I'm saying, I do and I rep is to rep the Midwest battlers. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing more than that. So, Hitman it is.
Let me ask you something, Stax. They got some callers on the line?
We do. We got a 405, a 910.
Pull a 415 on.
A 405? Hold on 1 second.
All right.
405, you want to talk?
Well, nah.
Yo, what up?
Who this?
What up, who is this?
It's Icon.
Hey.
Yeah, I ain't planning on getting on or nothing, but since I'm on, I will say Drake is trash.
Talk your shit, son. Talk your shit.
Why you feel that?
Real name.
He trash. He's saying he sound like a nasally ass ice cream truck, man. Anybody trying to hear that shit? Fuck out of here.
That man be rapping
talk
though.
Your
he
shit,
don't
King.
On
man,
when
that,
he rapping.
That dude don't even write his own shit, Coco. Stop it. I ain't trying to hear that.
Cannon, are you hearing this right now? Are you here?
Yeah. I hear it all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's that's the man opinion. I ain't here to argue what Buddy opinion is, but at the same time, like, you can look at any rapper, I mean, like, any one of them, and there are none that if you look at their credits on their album, does it say written all by this person? None of them. Not one. So I think that the narrative of they don't write, I get that. You know what I'm saying? Not being able to write your own lyrics. If that was the case, if you're not writing anything. The fact that I think people fail to realize, too, is the fact that Drake has wrote stuff for multiple artists. So the fact that he's wrote other things, like him being able to write his own lyrics, I don't see how that can be the argument when he's wrote stuff for other artists. So,
I'm about to tell you the reason why. It's not even an argument. I'm saying that because he runs around with his nose up in the air like he's, you know, this, like, top five greatest rapper of all time or some shit. You can't claim that unless you write your own shit.
So, okay, so here's the thing. Like, I don't see that. Like, I rarely see dudes saying whatever, you know, what guys are saying about him being the best. And if that is the case, just stat. And history proves a lot, man. Like, dude came out and, like, went, like, swinging on everything. So, I, again, I'm not here to, you know, argue what the caller's opinion is. But, like, I think sometimes we need to put things into perspective, though, too. Like there's not one artist. There's not one.
I will
add
on,
look at their album and say they have no writing credits on there. From top to bottom, there are none.
I will add this on. You know what? Because I'm not a hater 110. What I'll say is this. Drake is a good artist, but stay in the artist lane. An artist, you know what I'm saying, as a whole, meaning you present a great song, you present a great product, I can give you that for the simple fact, you know, a lot of people do come together and they do make material for him, even though he's made material for other folks, which is, you know, common knowledge. But my thing is this, we won't call Dr. Dre or Puffy a top five MC because we know they get written for. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But in that same vein, that's why we can't call Drake that because we know he gets written for. But there's also
right.
People like Snoop.
So wait, are you
Hold on. I'm not done with the point. What I'm saying is this. I can also give props to people that get wrote for because we know Snoop is he's been a top five MC, but he's had people write for him to give them publishing money. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's had Mr. Fab write him a song. He's had Too Short write him a song. And this is, you know, to showcase them and to show that they have talents, you know what I'm saying, that folks might have not known, you know what I mean? Like The Sexual Seduction. That was made by, you know, Jeezy's producer. What's his name? Shorty Red. He wrote that song, you know what I'm saying? And Snoop did the song to get Shorty Red some shine as a songwriter. So I can, you know what, I can see it on both ends, you know what I'm saying? But you can't call Drake a top five MC. I would never do that. But he's definitely a quality artist, you know what I'm saying?
But the thing is, I don't think
that anyone says
that.
As an MC, I can't give him that respect.
I don't think anyone ever says that, though. Like, I don't think anyone has ever said that Drake is the top five MC.
But what
because that's not what he is. He's a lot
of how he's carrying himself.
Like,
that's
he's
how
a
he's
lot more than
himself,
that. No, I mean, like, when you talk about in the genre of hip-hop, he is, like, there's no doubt about it. He is the top hip-hop artist that we have right now in this generation. No doubt about it. Like,
That's true.
No, it's not even somebody
as far as what?
We can even forget about the record sales, just impact. Before Drake, niggas weren't. There's like, okay, so, all right, so this, here's the thing, right? So when I say impact, I mean in terms of influence. I mean in terms of just different ways of approaching the music. Like, I can't tell you, I can't, like, not, and especially not after, niggas like 50 was ruling, like, ruling the game for a while in regards to how he was gangster, all this gangster out. It was a little different. It was a crunk era. Niggas forget about the crunk era. Niggas forget about all of that.
Oh, no,
in,
who that phone? Who's
phone? Okay, sorry. That ain't me, but as soon as Drake came in, like, a lot of music changed.
Mm-hmm.
It made it to where, like, it was okay. It was okay to drop a song with you singing on it. It was okay with
wait
you
a minute,
drop
though.
A
wait. I mean, like, okay, wait. We had Chamillionaire. We had 50 Cent. We had a
No, wait. But it's a difference with how they were singing and how he was. 50 was singing on songs. Of course.
Uh-huh.
But
uh-huh.
I'm saying actually crooning, like a whole song. Crooning?
Are you trying to tell me that this guy is actually a singer? Do you see Drake as a vocalist?
I see Drake as an artist. Point blank.
Okay.
I see him as a deadbeat dad and got killed by Pusha, but
yeah, I see that too. And I see him as a dude who had to have another grown ass man say, you know what, stop it, that's enough. Leave the dude alone, Jay Prince. Well, you know, to each his own.
Yeah, no, we're gonna put you on mute right quick. All right, Karen, we got some other callers on the line.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you for calling up here.
No doubt. We got 910, you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Who this?
What up though? Tell the people who
it's
you are.
It's Trigger Loso, man.
Oh Lord, this lame. What's
Shut
up, Lux man?
What's good though?
Harlem Hospital still giving bids out, head ass nigga.
You know it, you know it, man. First smack back. We got to get a back smack.
What's up, man? What's
we
your
got one of these
on
Lux lovers.
Yeah.
Say that again, bro.
No, Sam, we got one of the Lux lovers on the line.
Nah, yes, I like Lux, bro. Man, my favorite battle rapper is Verb, man. But Lux is my nigga, though. But Verb is my favorite battle. Good plan, but.
So what's your input on the topic tonight?
Man, I don't really like talking about that Drake shit. Drake is that nigga. I don't care what nobody say. A lot of niggas try to give him, you know, they give a hell about having a ghostwriter and shit, but because of what, I guess the little Quentin Miller shit, but at the same time, a lot of niggas said Gilly the Kid wrote the Carter One, but nobody brings that up when it comes to Wayne, though. So I think people just hold different standards for different artists. So if you can act like that about I dig it, but if you're going to act like that about Drake, then you got to act like that about Wayne. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
hold on now. Drake is light skinned. Wayne is not.
That don't matter.
Oh, there you go.
You light skinned.
No,
so
I'm dark skinned, though. I'm dark skinned, though. Anyway.
I doubt it. I haven't seen that. Anyway, when the Carter 2 came out, nobody was like, man, nobody was questioning if Wayne wrote the Carter 2 or not. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Yes, that nigga to me.
Well,
you know, so I think Drake is fire.
Well, let's not talk about Drake. Let's talk about these battles, okay? What you thought of Known?
About Known?
Yeah.
First of all, Known was not that fire to me. I was kind of like...
It wasn't. You're right.
It wasn't. For one, URL need to quit booking clips. Please. Briz is not fire. I don't know what the fuck people be talking about. Briz is not fire. Number two, get Tay Rock the fuck up out of here. I'm tired of niggas letting him get away with bullshit.
Whoa. Don't disrespect
talk your shit,
him.
King.
No.
Why?
Don't disrespect. Because he.
Don't disrespect who, Rock? Listen, let me tell you the problem. This is. Cole, you know I'm about to get mad. Rock is like the hottest average nigga ever, yo. Like, he's average. He's the most consistent. A lot of niggas give Rock his credit because of work ethic. I don't give a fuck about your work ethic. When you battle, do you spit what I want to hear? Rock is so fucking basic, bro. Like, he's saying shit like the stick got a round on the end like a plunger. That shit is trash, and niggas let him get, yo, that shit is trash to me. Like, if you're going to be a gun bar nigga, you got to be Rum Nitty, yo. Rum Nitty is the best fucking gun, whatever, he's the best puncher I've ever fucking seen in my life, bro. His gun bars are creative. But I'm sitting around saying fucking bullshit, and niggas cheering for it, bro. Like, that shit is fucking trash. I would kill Rock. Listen to me. Like, I don't give a fuck about his energy, but Rock is trash. I'm sorry, bro. Like, the D.E., Ante Wilder, the Deontay Wilder, that shit is basic. That shit is trash, bro. Rock has, like, nigga, like he's not. I mean, don't get me wrong. The battle, depending on what you want to hear, the battle with him and Goods is debatable. To me, I had Goods winning. And the reason why, it's hard for you to gun bar a nigga when he's attacking your fucking character. This nigga is talking about you directly. He's attacking your fucking character. He's basically sunning you, saying you ain't shit. And you talking about a fucking plunger. Come on, yo. Like, Rock is, to me, Rock is not like that, bro. I feel like Rock is where he at because of Smack. Smack pushed that nigga to the front and made him who he is. And I'm glad Goods approached this shit where he, like, Rock can do no wrong. Like, niggas look at him like that, but they give him clue-ins that Rock is, a lot of niggas call Surf Mr. Debatable, but Rock has a lot of fucking debatable battles, yo.
He got a lot of L's.
You know, L's. The thing, I don't think Rock has a lot of clear L's, but his battle with Rum Nitty, debatable. Hollow, debatable. He lost to Magic. He lost to Sharone. He wasn't that good against Diz. He surfed 3-0 him. Like, he's not. Rock is just. He's on. His fans put him on a pedestal, though, and he's not where
Talk
he's at
shit,
because of talent.
I'm with this nigga.
He's not where he's at because of talent or fucking skill. He's where he's at because of fucking popularity and shit. He's popular.
This nigga is real.
Nigga's
he's
not
a real caller tonight.
Like, he's not talented, yo. It's not that, bro. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna die against Hitman. Yo. Hitman is my nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's my.
Hold on.
Listen. Hitman. You know the Midwest niggas. Hitman, Verb, Ice Pack. Them my niggas, yo. Like, I'm not gonna go against them. We've seen Hitman put niggas in a fucking. I've never seen Rock really body nobody, yo.
Like, yo,
if you tell me Hitman ever body nigga, you gonna lie.
Hitman trash, straight up.
So he was trash against Arsenal?
Yeah. No.
What?
No. No.
He was trash
no,
against
no.
Verb? Was he trash against Verb?
No, but he's lost. So, shit.
No, he definitely didn't lose. No, no, no. See, this is the thing. I'm gonna tell you why most people think Hitman. You watch boxing?
Listen.
You know how you whoop a nigga ass and then you lose by knockout. That's what happened to Hitman. He was whooping Verb ass in the first round.
Hold on, wait a minute,
but
wait a minute,
moment,
wait a minute. Hold on.
He not know who this other night. Mute this nigga, Stacks.
No, wait. Real talk.
I'm listening.
Real talk. I was in the building for the Verb Hitman shit, right? Yo, Hitman lost. Hitman had the crowd. He had everything. Like, when Hitman walked in, the crowd was fucking with him. Verb took the crowd. And he basically, fam, he 3-0 Hitman in that building, G. It was bad.
No. Bro, come on, bro. Like, man, Hitman was talking at the first round.
Hitman
definitely got the first, bro.
Hey, trust me, I was on Hitman's side of the stage, my G. He died that night. And Hitman is my nigga.
Honest,
I fuck with dog. Like, he died that
night. That's my dog. To be honest, I don't really give a fuck who won, because Verb is my favorite battler, though. You know what I'm saying? Verb is my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? My favorite battler, but.
Oh shit! Is he gonna be on Summer Madness 7?
Who, Verb?
Yeah.
They're not gonna boot Verb because they can't control that nigga. So Smack not gonna boot that nigga. But you know, I heard he was gonna battle Suge. I kind of heard that, but I'm not sure. But Ver don't need to do nothing else in the game, man. After he beat Mook, he don't need to do nothing else. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be a fire battle. Verb and Shotgun, that'd be a fire battle. I'd
nah,
really...
Verb or rap circles fucking around, Shug, bro.
True.
Verb. He rap circles around Shug, so I'm tired of seeing Shug. Shug is dope. Shug had to grow on me, though. I didn't like Shug at first. He just got
me either.
3-0'd me. By Twerk. Twerk is 3-0'd him.
But y'all saw that Charlie Clips versus
don't bring that battle. I don't want to fucking talk about that battle, Coco. That shit was trash.
No, Calico
ain't the same nigga either, but he gonna beat Clips. I don't believe in Clips. Clips ain't been good since. Shit, I don't even know, man. But Clips is like the Brandon Roy of battle rap, yo.
Damn.
And his fall off ain't due to injury though. That's the only thing, man. But Clips is not—he's not like that no more, man. And I don't believe that nigga's gonna beat Calico. I don't believe Calico's gonna be.
But he beat Lux though.
Who beat Lux?
Clips.
It must be a fucking part. It must be a part two that I haven't seen.
Time out. Calico and Clips beat Lux. So
shit. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Hold on.
Let me ask you this. What did Calico say to beat Lux? I got all fuck. I swear to God, I ain't got to go to work tomorrow.
What he didn't say was Harlem Hospital still giving beds out, okay?
But he's the same nigga who couldn't explain to you what a proctor is, though.
Hold on. Mute this nigga, Stacks. Next caller.
Listen, I'm just trying to say what he say. I've never seen Lux lose.
Oh, God. Yeah, he's in the Lux parade. Oh, my gosh. Get this nigga out of here. Next.
Hey, Cannon, what you think, G? What's up with the Calico Lux battle? What's your thoughts on this, fam?
Yeah, Cannon, you been quiet.
Lux won, man. Like, Lux got that battle. I mean, Calico did what he had to do. But for the occasion, I don't think that it was I don't think that what he did overshadowed anything that Lux did, man. And I'm coming from a rapper standpoint. I think Calico, you know, he was doing his thing, you know, but I don't think it was enough to overshadow what Lux is doing at all, no. A whole slogan, a whole movement got garnered from that battle. So I don't even see how anybody could remotely get that battle to Calico. No this, but I don't see it at all.
Do you think
on the first two rounds?
Yeah, I agree.
That's the beauty of battle rap, and that's why, you know, niggas can go around and say they've never lost, because there's always going to be somebody who could tell them that they won the battle and they'll just latch on to that. So that's
right.
The beauty of it. Until there is a judging system, no one's wrong.
Gotcha.
I say it like
gotcha.
This. You know, we had, you know, Coco's usual show was the Throwback Thursday, and we had, you know, went back and looked at it. My thought process was, when I first saw the battle, it was undeniable, in my opinion, that Lux had won. But the further we get away from that moment and that piece of time, Calico stands out to me. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that third isn't as powerful as it once was. You feel what I'm saying? Like, man, real talk, I did the biggest flip-flop. Like, man, I think Calico actually got him. I'm not a believer in the quote unquote knockout round. That's why when Fam just was talking about the Verb Hitman shit, I don't believe in no knockout round. You know what I'm saying? This is
so,
a battle round. You feel me? If you win three rounds,
like,
you win.
So it's just like you got your go to food that you eat all of the time. You continuously eat this thing. It doesn't taste the same as when you first tried it the first time. So as the same thing with the battle, your subconscious will allow for you I maybe didn't see this from Calico, because you had already X'd that out of your mind. So you continuously watching a battle, you watch it several times, well then, it's only natural, it's human, for things to not hit you the same way that it hit you the first maybe few times that you watched it. So that doesn't, well, for me, you know, that doesn't take away from, you know, what I understood happened in that battle. Like the impact that was made with Lux third, with Lux's whole demeanor, his whole everything in that battle, that was that of legend, bro.
In the same vein, that would say then, okay, let's look at the Nas J thing, because everybody right now will say Ether. You feel what I'm saying? But in my opinion, there's no way that Ether can fuck with Takeover. Like,
see,
song
not,
for
you,
song,
you know,
there's no,
mm-hmm.
Ether was a bad song. You know what
I
mean?
Well, it wasn't a song, you know? Like it was just him rapping. You feel me? Like, so... I don't know, bro. Like I said, you know, everybody got their opinions, and when you talk about battle rap, it's very hard to make a definitive on anything because nothing is actually judged and there's no clear winner. So you'll have multiple people, and this is why a lot of people just go with majority. Oh, this person, the majority thinks that this person won, so we'll say that that person won that battle, and that just be it. But you'll always have that battle and they say, oh, even though 85% of people thought I lost this battle. We can't talk about this 15%. This 15% ride with me, so fuck your 85. My 15, all right. So this is how it go, man.
Would you
I always say, you know, just because it's my opinion, it doesn't make it right. It's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't, like, I'm not arguing to say, yo, I'm right, he won. What I'm saying is, this is what I feel. You know what I'm saying? Okay, now I can respect how you feel, and we can come to an agreement or disagreement, you know what I'm saying, or however you want it. But I'm basically saying, you know, like I said, I'm just stating, you know, what I saw in the battle and how, you know, I looked at it after the fact.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm not, like I said, I'm not saying who's right and who's wrong. You know what I'm saying? But,
absolutely.
Right. So, Cannon, I got a question for you.
Talk to him.
Would you battle Lux?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I would battle anybody. Like, and my thing is, man, like, you know, whether or not whatever the outcome was, I'll be a different person after the battle. So, you know, whatever I'm able to, if I'm able to win, if I'm able to lose, whatever happens in that battle, it'll be a learning experience, and I learn from it and become even better from it, whatever. So do I think I would win? I'm confident as fuck in myself. So,
right.
Of course, I think I'll fuck Lux up. And there
right.
are going to be people that will listen to this and be like, get the fuck out of here, Cannon. You just, you know, you've lost to people who are lesser than Lux. But if you don't think that you could win anything, then get the fuck off stage. If you don't feel that you are one of the best or the, if not the best in what you do, then you got shit fucked up, man. And it's not about, you know, psyching yourself out. It's about, like, man, if you don't think that you're better at something or you don't think it's something that you can do better than someone else, then work on honing that to get to that level. So, yeah, man, you know what monster you're dealing with when you're dealing with Lux. You know, a monster you're dealing with when you deal with other niggas like Hollow, Hitman, and, you know, other people like that. Like, so you just got to be prepared for all of that and adapt to it.
Right. So no nigga is off limits.
You know, I got niggas who I'm close with, you know, like niggas who I really, really genuinely fuck with, man. Like, it was really hard for me to battle B-Magic, like, even though, you know, we went out there and, you know, did what we had to do, but battling B-Magic, man, that's very hard. Like, that nigga's one of the, you know, that nigga was homeless or needed some place to stay. Like, I get that nigga a plane ticket and he can stay with me type of shit. Like, same with, you know, with a few other niggas, like, you know, Chilla, you know, I got a deep, you know, relationship with bro. You know what I mean? Like, that's my man. So it's just, you know, certain niggas, I wouldn't prefer to battle. I mean, I would, but I wouldn't prefer to battle those niggas. And outside of those niggas who I'm, like, real, like, close-knit with, yeah, everybody could go.
Right.
And all it's about is money. You give me my money, and that's what make it happen.
a lot of those niggas that you name is writer's block. So that's not surprising that you are close with them, and it would be kind of difficult to battle them or already battle them, hard to do it. So I totally understand. Was it hard to battle JC?
Absolutely. Like, okay. But not as much because, like, just being honest, me and JC, we cordial. That's my mans. Anytime I see that nigga, it's daps, you know, handshakes, you know, bro hugs, it's all that, you know what I mean? But at the same time, you know, me and him ain't, like, the closest of niggas, you know what I mean? Like, that nigga ain't
right.
Never, you know, like, I wouldn't expect for that nigga to fight with me if something happened, you know what I mean? But I feel differently, you know, about other niggas. You know, my dot mom niggas that supported me since I didn't, you know, join the joint, they fuck with me. Like, them niggas I couldn't even say anything, you know, wrong about. But niggas like, you know, Chilla, you know, B-Magic outside of the dot mom shit, I couldn't say anything about. Oops. Like, niggas like that, I could never fix my mouth to say anything bad about them niggas because I genuinely, like, I got a lot of love for them dudes, man. And anything that they needed from me, whether it was battle rap or not, they can, you know, ask for it. So that's
okay,
what it
okay.
is.
That's what's up.
Yo, let me shout out Oops and Chilla. They got a battle on Sunday down in St. Louis with Street Status. Yo, O got a car.
Oh, okay.
So
that's
let me
what's
shout
up.
That out,
okay.
too.
Cool. Do we have any more callers on the line?
We do. We got a 727. 727, you there?
Bring that on.
727?
Yo, yo.
Yo.
Hey.
What up, though?
What's good? It's Mad Slander. What's good, y'all?
Tell the folks who you are.
Mad Slander.
What's up, Slander?
Fuck your shit.
What up? What's good? What we talking about?
Everything. You wasn't listening, nigga?
Yeah. I was in and out. I'm on a plantation, so I'll be in and out.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Nah,
yeah.
I was just asking. We was just talking about battle rap and asking Cannon questions. If you had a question for him, then cool.
Okay.
But if you just want to talk your shit on what we was talking about with Drake or battle rap or whatever, then do your thing.
I don't give a fuck about Drake. Let's talk about the battle rap shit real quick.
I had
the issue, seriously, not like on some real shit, though, like the shit I want to bring up is regarding these contracts, these battle rap contracts.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of shit going on where that's why these niggas is, they can ask for all this bread and choke. There's no repercussions behind it. Them niggas that headline the next event.
Mm-hmm.
Like, boom, what happened with this nigga Surf, right? It's not biased that I don't like him. I don't his... Like, I don't know the nigga personally.
Right.
But what I'm saying is I don't like the way he moves. I don't like the way... And then you got people, his stans, his fans, or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas give him a pass for that shit. They, you know, they look for different loopholes. How you choke a whole round away? This ain't the first time, but he choked a whole round, and it's comeback, dude.
So let me ask this, not to cut you off. So
yeah.
you went about the contracts or whatever.
Like
so what
meaning. If you
mm-hmm.
choke, you automatically lose that round.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a percentage taken away from your the second half of your deposit. You get money taken away.
Right, I get that. But you said the first thing you said was if you choke that round, you lose that round. So how are league owners supposed to put that in the contract if battle rap is opinionated? I get what you're saying with the money. So that other stuff should be
It could be opinionated
out, right?
And still put that, you could still implicate that in the contract.
Okay.
Because if you're not choking, that means you're not prepared. That means you're not taking shit serious. That means you don't know your fucking rounds. You understand? And I'm paying you $20,000, let's just say. That's not even a legend. He said that.
Mm-hmm.
He said that if they was giving him 20 racks. That's $20,000 and you choking away around? Nah, my nigga, I need you to do something. Freestyle, do something.
So a lot of people were saying that Smack was cool with that. Like, how you feel about that?
Yeah, all right. And then, but he was the same one, bars over names and this and that. It ain't about that no more. It's about money. Oh, as long as he's selling tickets, I could, you know what I'm saying, it's all good. Nah, B, it ain't like that. What about the niggas that's paying $50 for the pay-per-view? Or what about the people who pay however much money to be there in person? And this nigga choking away rounds? Nah, man. But then you get mad when niggas don't support or when niggas is bootlegging the pay-per-views, right?
Right.
You get mad when, you get what I'm saying? So it got fair game.
Right.
I'm not paying my bread to see some nigga choke. Not him. Nah.
No, I agree with you. And I think that's, I think
all
that's
that shit he popped. Well, all that shit he pops, this nigga choked like four battles in a row.
My thing was, I don't like when people say things and then switch it up when it's a different battle rapper. Everybody,
you know why? He's
wait, let me finish this real quick. Everybody was saying that Surf was cold his first two rounds, and then his third round he choked, so he automatically lost. So I didn't understand that because everybody was saying how Lux choked that second round, but yet he still won the battle versus Calico. So it was
he should have lost that round too. He choked. He choked. I don't give
but
a
no,
fuck if that
said,
was
he. They said that Surf lost the battle completely because he had two solid rounds versus Nitty. Now they also were saying how Nitty 3-0'd him because he was still going back and forth with him. It was just, of course, it's going to have a lot of mixed reviews. That's fine.
I was in and out, yeah.
Consistency was the problem for me because it was like, okay, which one is it? Did he lose that round or did he lose the whole battle? Was he really that good or did Rum Nitty outshine him? What's the deal?
Listen, it's for people's convenience. These motherfuckers are biased, yo. Like, it does. Like, it's bad when it's not inconvenient. You know what I'm saying? When it's inconveniencing them, it's bad. When it's to hold down their favorite person, it's like, nah, he's good. You know, they'll find a loophole. But the thing is, you could see these niggas get it fucked up. You could have three, and Cannon, you could jump in if you want. If you could have three solid rounds or two and still lose. That don't mean nothing because you got two. Nigga, you're supposed to come with solid rounds. You understand what I'm saying? If I could come with a solid round, but your round is just better than mine. You were just better than me, and I still lost, right? It doesn't matter if it's solid. And people try to just they create their own gray area. There's no gray area. It's either black or white. I'm better than you that night, or you better than me that night. It is what it is. It's any given Sunday. This shit is any given Sunday. You could get fucking 3-0'd and then come back the next battle and kill, and everybody be on your dick again. That's just what it is. There's no loyalty in battle rap as far as fans. You understand what I'm saying? It's whoever. It's like a pair of Jordans, B. They buy one now. And another pair come out next week, and they forget about the ones they had already. That's just how it is, man. This is what have you done for me lately. These niggas don't care. But as far as with Surf, it's like, yo, you should not be choking. This ain't the first time. It's not like it was a slip-up. Shit happens. But, like, Lux choked, but it was a slip-up. It wasn't, like, it wasn't a crazy choke, even though I would still say he lost
crazy.
That round because he choked.
It was pretty crazy. He choked for about.
It was noticeable. In other words, it's noticeable.
Right.
You understand? As long as it's noticeable where it's affecting your bars or whatever, my man, you lost that round, and you had your bread. You're not getting all your bread, but not the second half. That's why. Like, I think they should stop giving these niggas deposits. Meaning before the battle. You get the first half when you come to the event. When you hit the venue, you get your first half. The second half, you get after the battle. And if you didn't choke or no bullshit, you ain't fighting nothing, you get all your bread.
You know what? because it's starting to get serious now. You know, a lot more
they're taking advantage. Like there's no way in hell. You have to get these niggas don't have nothing to fight for no more. They're gonna get paid anyway. These niggas don't have to show up. You understand what I'm saying? Are they gonna like Surf? He's gonna headline Summer Madness 7. He will be headlining Summer Madness 8 if the nigga didn't have a felony. He could probably go across seas. He's not gonna be on Summer Madness 8 maybe because he, you know, he got charges or whatever, so he can't get a passport. That's the only reason why he won't be on Summer Madness 8. They get this. I don't know what the hell it is. Like they get this nigga like passes. If that was anybody else, nah, yo, he lost. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. That gets me mad, and that really, it's like, yo, I don't even want to watch this shit no more. Like, cause it don't matter. You could lose, and who'll sit up on there in front of the camera. Yeah, I just 3-0'd him. Yeah, he'll come up with mad excuses.
Right.
Just like Big K, the same shit when he got smacked by T-Top. He clearly got 3-0'd. This nigga's on camera saying, yeah, he lost, you know, he won. Nigga, you lying. He's already booked. He don't care because he's booked for another battle. He don't care. He got his bread and all that. So he can say whatever he wants. That's what I'm talking about. There's nothing to fight for no more. You're already getting your bread already. Whether you lose, whether you choke, it don't matter. It doesn't matter anymore. There's no consequences.
Let me ask Stax something real quick. Stax, how you feel about choking? Do you feel like if a person choke in a battle that they lose the whole battle or that they lose just that round? Or do you think, like, how do you feel about contracting, getting paid or not getting paid? Like, what you think about that?
You know, the slanders, you know, to his points or whatnot. If this is a thing, you can have what they would call janky promoters at that point. If you're not sending the first half out, then there's no reason for that battler to show up. You feel what I'm saying? That money that's sent out is that incentive to come through, even though it doesn't always work, but that's their incentive. You feel what I'm saying? That's their starting the right point. And so when
they don't show up anyway,
half,
you got QP not showing up, you got fucking B Magic didn't show up and telling niggas, you know, whatever.
That's
like, that's crazy.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is you'll have it even way, it'll be way worse if no money was going out on the first half. You feel what I'm saying? Like, shit,
right.
If I didn't get, there will be no point. Don't call me. If we're not talking, you know, legit money, don't call me. You know what I'm saying? But that's the thing. You have to, if I'm calling you and I'm saying, hey, yo, I want you to show up and do this, this, and this for me, we're going to have faith in one another that, you know what
I'm
saying? I'm going to send
you
first half,
fam,
and you're going to show up and you're going to do what I do.
I'm paying your plane. First of all, they're not paying for, he's not coming out of his pocket for no plane ticket or for no hotel room. So that's enough incentive, yo, go. You're not paying for nothing. Everything is included. You got planes, you got a round trip, and you got a hotel. What's the reason for you not to go? What do you think? You think I'm not going to pay you? That's smack, nigga. He ain't no janky promoter.
Man, you remember a few years ago when all these different events was just popping up everywhere?
Yeah.
Where are they all
at? But whose fault is that? I blame that on these bum-ass battlers just jumping at the bag. Everybody talks shit. Oh, coach of this and coach of that. Look what happened with Total Slaughter. Look what happened with what Snoop did that shit with Queen of the Ring. Something happened where, like, you got other people just putting their money in because it was hot for the moment. And these battlers are just jumping on it. That's the problem.
And my point to that is,
jumping at it.
If somebody offered you some money to come through, you wouldn't go?
Depends on
the
price. I'm not doing it for no $1,000. I'm not doing it. Nah, B. I'm not doing it for no... You got to pay me some bread because that's a cop. That's like the Ringling Brothers Circus. You just stop and go. Dude, it's like a pop-up. Nah, man. Like, it you have to have some type of integrity. If you do anything for bread, my nigga, I don't trust you because you do anything.
Well,
I took that money before. I can't. You can't jump at anything.
I get that, but at the end of the day, it's still business. You know what I mean? So, you know, they think business-minded, whether however you feel loyalty or whatever. We have our own personal feelings of loyalty over money or whatever the case may be, or what you believe in, what your morals is. Them people still think business, and that's how they're going to treat it. That's exactly how they're going to treat it.
What I'm saying, there's no thing that's over the whole thing of battle rap, over the whole, you know, genre of it. There's not one thing that controls it. There's multiple different leagues. There's King of the Dot, there's URL, so on and so forth.
They can have
each company.
They can have King of the Dot. You can have all of that. You can have all of that,
but
at the end of the day,
there can't be, you know what I'm saying, at how it is now, it can't be, you know, Serve choked, you know, against Nitty the other day. Okay, so King of the Dot is not going to book him. That's not it. Surf sells tickets, so they're going to book them.
Right.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's the bottom line. It's a business at the end of the day.
It is a business. So where do we draw the – eventually, it's a business, meaning it's not a business unless we pay, right? It's not a business no more.
Exactly. But that's the thing.
Not
the fans have to start holding these battlers accountable, and they have to stop making excuses for them.
Yeah, but at the same time, you have – you have the owners too, though. They have to. There has to be some type of ground. You gotta draw a line somewhere. That means I could just come in right now. Boom! I'm a battler. I'm not asking. I won't even ask for that much bread. Yo, give me 5 racks in cash, pay my hotel, my flight, and give me a bottle, and I'm good. I'll choke all 3 rounds, and I'll be good. I come off cheap.
Yeah, but
I could. He's going to choke again. He's going to choke again. And he's going to talk that shit again. He's going to – and then smack it down. Oh, yeah, you know, it ain't nothing.
And people
are going to
eat it up.
Get the fuck out of
here.
What you mean it ain't nothing?
As long as people still eat it up, he's going to continue doing it. Until somebody says, hey, yo, I've had enough, and they black
– I don't even think – you know what's crazy? This is my honest opinion. I don't even think the nigga liked the battle rap, son. I think he do it for the bread. He don't care.
That's it.
Look how he just talk. Look his whole demeanor. Whatever you say, I take your word as law, B. You don't just say shit just for a cheap pop. And your actions, his actions is speaking that. It's showing he don't care. He don't give a fuck about me, you. The fan, look how he just everything. He don't care. And then you got people who eat that shit up, and that's why he keeps on going. I say fuck him, fuck his fans, all that shit. I don't give a fuck because that's bullshit. Because then you got battlers who's actually coming with 3 solid rounds, and it's probably not even getting paid 3 racks to battle or 30, whatever it is. You got niggas that's probably getting paid $1,500 to fucking rap. And this nigga bullshitting when he got to pay 20 racks. Come on, man. That shit is whack, yo.
Look, I mean, you're right, but we could talk about this all night, but I appreciate you coming on, and I got to give more callers on. But thanks for your input here.
I appreciate you, my love. All right. Later, guys. All right.
Hey, Slender, I'm going to hit you on Twitter, folks.
You already know, my nigga. All right.
One. Off top. Yeah.
All right, Seth. Who else we got? We got any more callers?
The couple callers that we did have dropped. Big Cannon called his dropped. Shit, it's me and you right now. You know what I'm saying? With the few listeners that we got.
Well, it's about to be nobody because I'm getting tired.
No doubt.
But nah, we're going to keep it coming. I know this was a last-minute late show, but y'all keep tuning in, and we got more for y'all to come.
Hold on, before you end the show, I want to say it like this. You know what I'm saying? Because I fully agree with a lot of the things that Slander was saying. And the craziest part is, to an extent, like, I can't even really, how I want to say it, I won't say how, you know what I'm saying, how companies do business, because I don't know. I don't know everybody's ins and outs. I know how I do business, me personally,
right.
You know, as Stacks. Man, listen, I hate when a motherfucker sits up there and accepts the money and they come unprepared. That shit eats me up. It eats me the fuck
up.
It's
unprofessional. No, you know, it's just not cool. It's bad business. You know, and I really, as a fan, like, take all this other stuff away. As a fan, I really do not like choking. It's very uncomfortable. It messes up the vibe of a battle. The battle could be so good, and once you choke, it's just like, what the fuck is you doing? You've done this for so long, for so many years. You're getting paid. You know what to study. You know how to study it. Why are you choking? Why are you messing up like that? It's totally unacceptable.
My thing is this,
totally
though.
Unacceptable.
My thing is this. We, at the end of the day, we're all human, right? So I can see, you know what I'm saying, if just off of a one-off or something, you know what I'm saying, like randomly somebody slips up or something like that, it happens. We're all human. We're not perfect. But to consistently choke battle after battle after battle and you just, jersey, and you don't give a fuck, that's the issue. And nobody's calling them out on that. And that's what irritates me, because y'all, not, you know, not y'all as in the people that's on the phone, but the consumer, you know what I'm saying, does not put their foot on the artist's neck. You feel what I'm saying? That's like when, when your favorite artist releases a bad CD, you're going to speak up on it, right or wrong.
Yeah.
Like, no, this ain't that way. Like, nobody holds these battlers accountable, so they think they're bigger than life, and that shit is goofy as fuck to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it's too big, man. The consumer is too busy trying to suck up to these niggas, and it's like, dog, you're sucking up to somebody that's the equivalent to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, with no disrespect, everybody is equal.
Yep.
These niggas aren't walking millionaires and no shit like that. These niggas, shit, some of them are going check to check, and that's why they're doing it for the bread. You feel what I'm saying? With no disrespect.
Yep. Right.
But in that same vein, that's why you should show the fuck up, because this is your brand and this is who you represent. You don't want to go 20 years down the line and your child is clicking on, like, damn, that's you? Like, what the fuck is this? You feel what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
Like, I thought you was that nigga.
I'm with you all the way.
It's crazy to me. But like I said, it's a double-edged sword, because it's only so much that I can say. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And shit, I wouldn't even expect Cannon to jump into that, because he has to deal with that, like, firsthand. You feel what I'm saying? Like, me and Cannon do business. But that's what I'm saying. Me and Cannon do business, but in that extent, Cannon is the one that, he's the liaison. He's the one that deals with the battlers themselves. Like, I wouldn't even expect him to try to even answer that. You feel what I'm saying?
But you know what? I know what you're saying about, we human and we have slip-ups and stuff like that. But for me, I think it's unacceptable, period, because at the same time, if you choking and you forgot something right then and there, you a battle rapper, you a rapper, or whatever the case may be, you better freestyle something. You better talk about, you better make it funny. You better something. You feel me? Like, you know, there's a lot of battle rappers who are able to freestyle. You know, Charlie Clips, he has no excuse to be choking and stumbling as much as he does, the way he's so good at freestyling. You know, Hollow, we don't see him choking or stumbling at all, okay? He shows up, he handles his business. Big Cannon is another freestyler, you know what I mean? So that should save you from making, you know, for you forgetting your lines and making the show uncomfortable and everything like that. That should get you through it. Like, I don't want to hear about you forgot it. Like, oh, if I see you slipping up, cool. Like, ooh, that. But come back with something on the top of your dome, straight up.
Right. You know, I do want to say this. Hey, Slander, real talk, I got a battle for you, G. Guerrilla Warfare just had free event a couple weeks back for Gracie's birthday, right? It's a battler called Yours Truly. Bruh, he speaks for real niggas like us, like real talk on some G shit. When the battle comes out, I'll send it to you. But it's a gang of new niggas that's on the rise. You know what I'm saying? I don't even, when I told you earlier, Coco, when I said, yo, I might not be able to jump in this battle rap shit like, you know what I'm saying, I used to, is because I don't watch battles on camera no more. I don't give a fuck about these battlers no more. You see what I'm saying? Even though, like, and this is crazy because I'll promote the event, you know what I'm saying? Everybody knows I'm Guerrilla Warfare 2, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Gracie, that's my sister. You feel what I'm saying? I will promote the shit to the death. But when I don't look at the big name niggas and be enamored with it because there's a whole gang of niggas that's on the rise that they doing it for the genuine love and I fuck with them. You feel what I'm saying? Like you have, man, Gracie, you got Gage coming up. You feel what I'm saying? Like I was just telling you about Yours Truly. You know, there's KD. He shows up time in and time out and he's gotten better. You know, we have the Sammy Wild 100s. You know what I'm saying? Shit, the Fink Funks. He just came out with a battle with Nun Nun yesterday. She got a new nigga called Mega the Savage. Like, he's nice. They have niggas that, you know what I'm saying? It's just, are people willing to take that chance to look at these new cats? You know what I'm saying? Just because it's not the URL PG class doesn't mean that they don't, you know, they don't deserve a look. You feel what I'm saying? Like, Heavy Hat used to be on the roster. Like, there's a lot of niggas that, you know what I'm saying, deserve a look and won't get a look because everybody's too enamored with the, ooh, Surf did this. Ooh, Surf did that. Yep. Like,
I agree.
It's time to grow.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. But we're going to end this on a good note. Thank y'all for calling up and supporting your girl. Thank you, Stacks. Thanks, Big Cannon. We're going to hit y'all with another one of these. And not so last minute for the future. But
word.
Appreciate y'all the support. And Summer Madness coming up. Y'all get ready for that. Because I sure am. I'm going to get ready, I guess. Shit. Fuck. I'm supposed to be done with battle rap or whatever. Go ahead. Talk your shit, Stack.
Oh, man, you know, it's NBA season. You know what I'm saying? The free agency is about to hit. You know, that's what my attention span is. You know, like I said, I was trying to shout out some of the young battlers. Shout out to O, Street Status. He's got an event July 1st down in St. Louis. If y'all are in that area, go and fuck with him. O is one of my niggas outside of battle rap. Like, I fuck with O. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the Midwest pillars. Like, shit, man, go back and look at some of the old battles, you know what I'm saying? And just show his whole page some love type shit, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to O, Street Status, St. Louis, you know what I'm saying? Of course, shout out to Miss Gracie, my sister, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cannon, man, that's my player partner right there, the whole Guerrilla Warfare. Shit, you know, that's where it is, the network, you know what I'm saying? Me, you, Lynx. You know, my nigga New York, King of the North. Yeah, go support that Big Lynx album too, man. You know what I'm saying? That's my brother right there, dropping videos.
Yeah, shout out to Lynx.
All major platforms. Man. Everybody's a family man now. New York and Lynx, they taking care of the kids. You know what I'm saying? We ain't been able to do shows and shit like we want to. That shit, it is what it is, though, man. Like, they doing the grown man thing.
Yep. Yeah. All right, y'all.
But shout
y'all
out to
have
you,
a good.
I appreciate you, G.
Hell yeah! Thank you for being my co-host, Mr. Milwaukee.
Off top. Y'all be cool.